This is this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Sheikh Javed Akbari, the researcher on Islamic studies from Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Just as the human body becomes sick, so does the human mind. The sickness or the illness of one of them has an impact on the well-being of the other. If the mind is sick, the heart will also be sick, and the body will also be sick. And if the body is sick, the human mind will also suffer. You know, both of these two elements of the human existence are susceptible to outside influences. To put it differently, in the same manner that the body system becomes disturbed by various illnesses, the harmony of the thoughts becomes disturbed by different factors and evil traits. Man has the faculty of mind which cannot be independent of a person's conduct. The human conduct and behavior has an impact on the human happiness. Man can only feel happiness when he enjoys good manners that conform to his thinking. And it is the responsibility of man to eradicate the roots of the traits that hamper his comfort and his happiness. There are two elements that help create harmonious thinking, and they are optimism and positive outlook towards life and others. Optimism is an essential part of social life. Without optimism, without positive outlook towards life and towards other people, towards other things, and even towards God, man continues to suffer. There is a saying from the commander of faithful Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam that said, "Husnu dhanni rahatul qalbi wa salamatul badan." Optimism is a source of the comfort of the heart and well-being of the body. We understand from this saying of the commander of faithful that you can find, of course, in Ghurar al-Hakam, which is a collection of the sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. You can find this hadith. Of course, this hadith means that it is essential for every individual living in the society to maintain optimism and to have an optimistic attitude towards other people. Because if he wants peace of mind, if he wants comfort of the heart, heart actually means mind. It's not that piece of beating organ that pumps the blood into the veins and into the arteries. Heart actually refers to the mind. So if we want comfort of the heart or peace of the mind, if we want salamat al-badan or well-being of the body or health, we need to maintain optimism. We need to have optimism in our life. And also there is a saying from the commander of faithful Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, who says, احترسوا من الناس بسوء الظن. Avoid being suspicious of people around you. So you have to stay away from being suspicious, from being pessimistic towards other people. Optimism and positive expectations of those around you are guarantees of comfort. They bring peace of mind for those who live in the field and society, for those who interact with other people. Contrary to optimism are pessimism and ill-thinking of others, which bring a halt to the ability of righteous thinking and which only serve to reduce the ability to move towards perfection. You know, as long as you are a pessimistic, as long as you have ill thoughts and maintain ill thinking, you will hamper and you will deny yourselves the ability to think properly, and you will deny yourself the ability to move towards perfection. You cannot achieve perfection as long as you are pessimistic towards others, as long as you are suspicious of other people's conduct, of other people's behavior. Now, dear brothers and sisters, optimism can best be described as a light in darkness. With optimism, the love of kindness grows in man. He is able to trust others, to interact with other people. With optimism, he is able to have give and take relationship with other people. Optimism is actually the ability to look at the half full of the glass. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, the sixth Shia Imam, says, أَحْسَنُوا زُنُونَكُمْ بِإِخْوَانِكُمْ تَغْتَنِمُوا بِهَا صَفَاءَ الْقَلْبِ وَنَقَاءَ الطَّبْعِ. You should maintain positive thinking towards your brothers in faith because it entails cleanness of the heart and nature and your body. So the more optimistic you are, the cleaner your intentions would be. The more optimistic you are, the better your life will be and you will have a better living condition, you know. The cleanness of the heart, the cleanness of the nature, the purity of the heart and nature is the direct consequence of positive thinking and optimism. Dear brothers and sisters, let's have a break. We will be back.
We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Optimism enables man to see a more beautiful color of life. It enables you to achieve the ability to observe all people in a new light, and the power to equally and justly judge each one of them. An optimistic person does not have sufferings. His sufferings vanish and his hopes increase because he keeps his apparent and spiritual relations with the various elements of the society in the best manners. Trust and peace of mind and happiness cannot be achieved in society without positive thinking and without positive approach and without a positive attitude, which we call optimism. So optimism is a great blessing. Optimism helps you interact with other people. Optimism helps you build trust and confidence. Optimism helps you approach other people and have give and take relationships with other people. You as a human being, you as a social being, need to build trust. You need to have the trust of other people. How can you do that? You cannot do it without creating confidence, building confidence, and having an optimistic attitude towards other people, an optimistic view towards other people. As long as there is trust, there will be peace of mind. There will be also mutual relationship. Optimism has direct influence on the happiness of the individual and on the happiness of the society. If everyone in the society begins to trust everyone else, then that society will be a happy society. But if no one trusts no one else, then there's no trust, there's no confidence, there's no peace of mind. Because you do not trust your brother does not trust you, and he does not trust other people. So at the end of the day, there will be no interaction, there will be no peace of mind, there will be no trust. Trust among the members of any society is an important factor. It is an important element. It helps achieve advancement in the society. advancement will not be achieved without optimism. And of course, without optimism, trust cannot be, you know, built and developed. So if you want to create and build trust in the society, you need to be optimistic. You need to maintain optimism. So optimism is very important asset. And that's all for this session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.